Henry Ford was one of eight children born to William and Mary Ford. He was born on a farm near Dearborn, Michigan. For 8 years, he attended a one-room school when he wasn't helping on the farm at the harvest. At age 16, he left home on foot to find work in Detroit's machine shops. So you can tell by this that he is a hard worker and wants to make some money. Ford also created the assembly line. This was a major event because instead of people working on different parts of the car all day and not knowing what to do, he had the same people work on the same parts of the car all day, every day. He impacted other industries because they could follow what he did and have people do the same thing all the time.
He also became one of the richest people in the world. Ford had a global vision with consumerism as the key to peace.
His intense commitment to systematically lowering costs resulted in many technical and business innovations, including a franchise system that put dealerships throughout North America and major cities on six continents. Ford left most of his vast wealth to Ford Foundation and arranged for his family to permanently control it.
Here are some fun facts about Ford.
Ford is the second largest family-owned company in the world. Henry Ford's great-grandson, William Clay Ford Jr., currently resides as the company's executive chairman. The very first Ford sold was to Dr. Pefning in 1903 for a grand total of $850. The Model A had a two-cylinder engine and could reach a maximum speed of 30 miles an hour.
Nowadays, 30 miles per hour is really not that fast, right, Colin?
That is true. It is very slow.
Ford's current CEO, William Clay Ford Jr., or known as Bill Ford, currently owns the first Ford vehicle ever sold in 1903. Henry Ford and Thomas Edison were lifelong friends, as requested by Ford. Thomas Edison's son captured Edison's last exhale in a test tube and sealed it with a cork.
That's crazy.
Ford kept the tube as a memorial to Edison's life and breath.
Now saw something you probably don't know. Ford also dealt with Germany, and he wanted a big industry, so he built war material for them and helped out as much as possible, which doesn't make any sense because he was a great American man, or so we thought. So why would he do this for Germany? Was there any money involved?
Although there was some money being given since Ford made Hitler war material, he only received $60,000 through all of that, and he invested $8.5 million into Germany. He did get the highest rank you can get in the Nazi rank system, though.
So in all, Henry Ford started a car industry and helped it, but supported Hitler.
Yes, that's all for today. Thanks for listening, and hope you learned something new. Thank you.